5, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall behind Luke. Attendance by observation, Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which the general agenda, approved minutes of meeting held October 20th, 2010. Approve all claims through November 3rd, 2010, the amount of $468,468.84. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve reappointing Dennis Byers as member and Rex Adams as alternate to the Blue Valley Community Action Partnership. Approve permit number 874 for Windstream to install a communications facility in North 2 Highland Township.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Gronewald. Discussion.
Let the record show I will abstain from number 2, approving minutes.
Okay.
Since I was absent at that meeting.
Let the record show that I will abstain from number 5.
Okay.
You don't want to be appointed.
I want to be, yes.
Well, then we get stated.
I don't know,
I'm going to vote you in, Danny.
Can I vote for myself?
Yes, you can. I'm going to vote you in. I'm not abstaining.
Okay, I won't abstain. Forget that.
You want an important job like that.
This just to clarify number 5, it is already a committee of Gage County, but we need this resolution binding for Blue Valley Community Action because their year starts November 1st. So that is what that is. Any more discussion on the consent agenda? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? You're up. Name and address for the record.
Dwayne Party, Pickrell. This is for future items only?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I guess that's not where I want to
be. Can he have comments?
I strictly have a comment.
Yeah,
tell
him. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Comments
okay.
And requests for future.
I don't know how this is going to go, and I didn't want to influence the election, so I didn't come earlier. But every time I read a meeting, I read how you're spending more money on this courthouse. If money is so tight, do you guys have any idea what the total cost is to taxpayers for this courthouse? I've got some figures, and I got the wrong book. So I don't have any figures.
It's about $2,700,000 right now.
What's your bond issue?
The 2.8, Matt said.
2.9 for the bond issue. We had $400,000 on the tile on the roof.
Well, I was closer to $700,000 over.
That was coming to inheritance fund.
Yeah, but that wasn't on your bond issue. What I'm saying is you had a bond issue we voted on.
Correct.
And I figured that was the cost. Put a 10% cost overrun on even. With renting, I'm not saying what you spent just on the courthouse, what the total cost has been to taxpayers, renting the office for the county attorney. And it's your job to watch out that when anybody submits any other office, they stay close to their bid. When you ordered a motor grader. I mean, you didn't allow them to go, oh, we forgot to put tires on it or a cab. You make them adhere to what their bid is or fairly close. It just seems to me like you guys aren't following the same policy that you make everybody else abide by. And I know there's cost overruns and there's order changes and there's things that are unforeseen, but seems like we missed this by an awful long ways. Now, I didn't want to bring this up before work up people, and I don't really want it in the paper that somebody else is saying you're just influencing the election. So I waited till afterwards. I know some of you are going to be off, but it's only a comment I have. You don't have to answer. I know it cost, but it seems like you missed your bid by an awful long ways to me. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Marlon, we're going to skip you and go to Jerry Pigsley. Need a motion to go into a closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman for a motion going to closed session to advise the board on the upcoming discrimination charges filed by Emily Rosenthal and Nebraska Legal Opportunity Commission. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Roger, leave that open for just a second.
Yeah,
just
keep it open until we get
moved there. By Barnard, seconded by Byers. Discussion, vote. 7-0. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And then go into here's the motion on closed session.
Okay.
Advise.
So we're going to vote on the retention first, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do we need the press or?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unless they're not there, I will go on.
I'll just give you 2 motions.
Luke, we're going to vote. We come out of executive session. We are going to vote to retain him first before we go into the executive session. So. Okay, Matt, go ahead.
A little technical cleanup here.
I move for approval of retention of the Hardy & Schultz Law Firm to advise and represent the Gage County Board of Supervisors regarding the charge of discrimination filed by Emily Rosenthal and the Nebraska Equal Opportunity Commission.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
I would move the board go into a closed session to discuss the charge of discrimination which has been filed against Gage County and the Nebraska Equal Opportunity Commission by Emily Rosenthal for the protection of the public interest.
Moved by Bauman.
Seconded.
Seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. The reason for going into closed session is for the protection of the public interest.
Did you want to make on the record that the new county attorney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we just state it or? Roger Harris, the new public or county attorney, is going to sit into the closed session, so he's aware of what's going on and as he steps into the office in the next 2 months.
County attorney elect.
County attorney elect. Deputy County Attorney Schreiner said it was our choice whether we wanted him or not. So, and it meets approval with Mr. Pigsley?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Luke.
Okay. Thanks, Luke. We're talking about
the yeah, I'm ready. Need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Marlin, Highway Superintendent report.
On your report, the zoning, we have a hearing set up for the wind conservation system regulations for your next meeting. It'll be November 17th. I think we set it at 9:30. Then moving on down, we have an approve or disapprove resolution authorizing the chairman to sign the contract for STPE 3220 Unit 6. That's the Beatrice North project. The contract in your back of your pack, there's a list of that page of the contractors. Warner's the construction company that got the bid. They're looking at 35 working days to begin 9/6/2011. We're going to try and get that moved up 2 or 3 months if we can.
So we need a motion to approve resolution
1033.
What is it?
1033.
So move. Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
What accommodations will be made when this road starts to be worked on because of the volume of traffic and
We're detouring them 2 miles north and then back down on that county road. That'd be Elm Road and then down on County Road.
So they'll come out there on essentially, that'd be north of the truck stops. So they'll go up 2 miles?
Yeah.
So that'll be, how will we sign that differently and put warning signs up, and have we notified the, when will we, I suppose we will, notify the residents that live there that there will be a significant amount of traffic that will come that way now if they choose to?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're hoping it'll cut down on the truck traffic. You never know.
Yeah, because I don't know exactly how many people are on those roads, but that'll change the condition of those roads pretty quick, too. Mm-hmm.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Marlon?
Barnes and South project, the north-south abutments are done. The north pier is poured. They're putting the coffer dam and getting ready to form up the south pier. We're at about 44% of the project. Probably over 55% of the time has been used. But once we get all the piers and abutments done and get up to the deck, it should go a lot faster. In your packet, I sent in the first reimbursement for RC expenses. It's about 4 or 5 pages, just to show you how we're doing it. This is the whole packet I had to send in to them. It's a transmittal memorandum cost breakdown, the notice to proceed when we started on the project, and the time sheet, so you can see that all in there. Then the Beatrice North, we are in the process of selecting a CE for that project. One of the next steps after that is doing the construction engineering agreement. So as soon as we get the CE selected, we can start on that. In Wymore 1, we're selecting environmental consulting firm to do the NEPA on that. And also the Philly North. In the Philly North, I have a letter from the Federal Highway, and I showed it to Road and Bridge on Monday, but they picked that project to do a pilot to track these projects, and I'm going to try to improve accountability. And I didn't get that copied in your packet, but just letting you know what's going on.
Marlon, on that run, does that mean that it's going to take 3 years before they start on that bridge north of Philly then?
Oh, I would say it
longer than that?
It'd be 3 years. Hopefully by then we'd have a contract.
But I thought it was about second on the federal aid list or something.
I think it was right after
Wymore.
Yeah, it could go faster.
It could go faster. Otherwise, that's an awful long time.
Right.
Didn't we start buying land or trying to secure land?
This NEPA has to be done first before we get another notice to proceed. Quite a process.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The crews are busy with the dirt crew is putting in culverts, doing the projects that we have on our 1 and 6. With the dry fall, we're getting several of them knocked out. Asphalt crew's still doing some overlays. And the bridge crew's finishing up on that North 12 paddock bridge. All the slabs have been delivered, set in place, and welded together. And there's a little dirt work needs to be done on that. Then we'll be able to open that. So, and that's about all I have.
Okay. Any questions for Marlon? Okay. Approve or disapprove plan specs and advertise for bids to be opened December 1st, 2010 at 9:15 for bids of 9 light poles and accessories for east side of the courthouse.
I would move that we would approve the plan specs and advertise for bids to be opened on September 1, 2010 for the 9 light poles and accessories for the east side of the courthouse.
Second.
Moved by Flea, seconded by Byers. Discussion.
These are the lights that we've talked about now for a month or so to add some more lighting to the east side that is used primarily for a lot of our employees and evenings after they leave when it's dark, and also will provide some, I guess you might say, a little bit of aesthetic views to that also. So we'll find out what it's going to cost to do this. But
okay,
it has nothing to do with the construction. It's just something that we felt
security
needed to be done while we're doing yard work and everything else that's involved out here.
Well, it's a security issue. We've talked about this since I've been on the board about how dark the east side is. So, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove the advertising for bids to be opened on December 1st, 2010 at 9:30 a.m. for EOC Office E-Energy Windows Project.
This is in addition to the bids that we've already opened and approved for the window project on the first floor or ground floor, whatever you want to call it now. I think it's probably the first floor. The bids for those initial windows came in about $55,000 below what our stimulus money of $98,000 that we have for this project. And so this will then use up or try to use up most of the money that we have in that stimulus money of about $40,000+ for the energy window project that we had planned to do with the EOC office back originally, but we're not sure whether or not how the bids would come in on the first window projects. That's why it was left out. So this is in addition to it. So
okay, need a second.
I would move that we advertise for bids to be opened December 1, 2010 for the EOC window project at 9:30 a.m. that morning.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove change order 30 for electrical work in district courtroom offices and remodeling of drywall and data center in the amount of $1,245.
I would move we approve change order number 30 for the amount of $12,400.
Move by Fleece.
$1,245.
Need a second.
Somebody wants a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion, Ron.
$307,000 of that is for some work, time, and expense for the sound system that we're putting into the courtroom. It's drilling a 3-inch diameter hole. We figured
$307.
$307,000.
You said $307,000.
Yeah, but I'm working with big figures. I'm working with big figures.
I had the wrong agenda. I had to look again.
I wanted to see if you guys are awake this morning or not after the election last night. Item number two was time and materials also to do some additional work down in the data room. This was work that Dave Jones felt needed to do down in that part was $938 for the total amount of that one. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Gary?
I'd like to ask Wim, $307 to drill a hole through a wall. I assume the wall's pretty thick.
Yeah, it was a 20-inch masonry wall. And
it takes 2 bits to get through those.
Well, I just was wondering.
Yeah, it wasn't just a 2x4 wall or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, no. And Dave initially attempted to bore that hole through on his own.
Couldn't get it.
And the first problem he ran into is he couldn't get the equipment locally here rented. And so then he approached Cheever to see where they were getting their equipment, and they said, well, we'll bring it down for you. And then when it came to actually drilling it, Dave thought it better that they had the experience without knocking the building down, and so he let them go ahead and bore it through. So
I trust Dave's experience on that.
I remember when they were doing the same thing down on the ground floor in that northeast corner. The guy was out there drilling that day, and it was about the same type of deal, a 3-inch hole, and he had used 2 bits, wore 2 bits out going through that 18-inch stone. And so this is not any, like you said, it isn't any 2x4 wall.
No, it was a pretty significant wall.
Yeah. Any more discussion?
Thank you.
Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove change order number one for adjust stone sills for lower level energy window project, the amount of $3,263.
This was discovered.
Need a motion.
I would so move we approve a change order number one for the amount of whatever it was.
Moved by Fleece.
$3,263.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Seconded by Groenewald. Okay, Ron.
Okay, this was discovered after they started working on the first floor windows. There's some of the steel area right underneath of the windows that have deteriorated quite badly. So those stones of that steel will have to be replaced. And I think they figured about 4 weeks probably from the time they ordered those before they would get those. They have to come from wherever this stone comes from initially, so it's amount, it's going to be about $3,200. This will come out of the stimulus money for that project. So
that's federal money then?
Yes, that's federal stimulus
money.
That's
part of that $98,000.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Committee reports.
Yeah, I wanted to, if I can find my notes here, go over the comments that was made earlier in my committee report. I guess people forget what's happened over the last 2.5 years as far as this project is concerned. Almost 3 years ago now, I would suspect, when we started talking about the courthouse renovation project. Most of you, I think all of you here, well, except for maybe two of you, our initial bond issue that we talked about to try to get some of the work that we felt was badly needed for the courthouse was about $4.2 million. That would have taken about a 6-cent property tax amount to pay for that bond issue at that time over a 4-year period. The committee and the board agreed that probably it would be pretty difficult to ask the taxpayers to approve a general obligation bond for about six cents at that time. So we went back and looked at it again, and that's when we agreed at that time to come back to about $2.9 million and to have that bond strictly stay with what would actually be needed to get the courthouse somewhat back to its original state as to electrical, fire separation. We're looking at the complete new heating and air conditioning system, a new electrical system, basically, the elevator, plumbing, slate roof. All of those items, basically about 5 or 6 of those that we felt was primarily needed at that time, if something that you were going to be doing to your own house for the last 30 to 40 years. So we stuck it pretty much to that, to those items. The estimated cost that we had to do those items was $2.9 million, basically about that $2.9 million. When we had the bid for the construction of those bond issues, it came in at $2.1 million. Now, one of those items was not in that bid. That was the slate roof. We'd already let a bid on that one, and that bid came in a little around $400,000, if I recall right. But also remember, of that $400,000, $305,000 of that was paid for through insurance. So even though it looks like now we've spent more money, we've had to spend money that included that $305,000 that went into the treasurer's office that we wasn't able to say, well, this had to become part of this $2.9 million, even though we got $305,000 already.
So it showed up.
never showed up in the money. So there was $305,000 there that was not taxpayers' money. It was insurance money. But people say, well, it's costing us more. Well, sure it is when you look at the bond issue of $2.9 million. Also, after the bond issue was passed and after we got into the contract, there were some items that came up just because of the construction of a building that's 110 years old and 40,000 square feet, and et cetera, discovered we had asbestos, a little $90,000 item that we had to pay for to get that taken care of. We also decided it was the best interest while we were remodeling, putting in new different doors and everything else, that this would be a good time to do the security system in the courthouse, which will tell everybody, if anybody wants to know who came into a certain office at a certain time and who it was, et cetera, it's going to be known. So, and we found that was very important. Also, not a part of the bond issue was a lot of remodeling that took place as part of the courthouse was concerned. We got involved with almost completely remodeling which would be now the third and fourth floors, which is the county attorney's office up there on the fourth, and the district and county courtrooms and their offices on the third floor. Those two items themselves came close to almost $300,000 of cost to remodel those two offices. And all of you now know what that is beginning to look like, which will be a big improvement. Now, we could have said, no, we're not going to do this, and then come back 4 or 5 years later and done some of that stuff and also spent a bunch of money, tore it out after 3 or 4 years, and to redo it again. So of the $539,000 of change orders we've had in this contract since day one, through about $330,000 of that pretty much has went to remodeling cost in the courthouse. So it's not just things that happened, you know, we wanted to do. It's things that we felt needed to go. So that would leave about $200,000 of other items that had to be changed because of what they found out during construction, which basically is about 9.5% of the original contract. So I would challenge anybody that worked on a house 110 years old that let a contract to do what we did to keep the cost of making changes that they would find out after that to about 9.5% of that cost. So I guess people read what they want to read and they want to say what they want to say, and that's their opinion. That's the way it goes. But I think for the most part, what we've done over the last 3 to 3.5 years has been very wise. It's going to be here for a great number of years. We're going to have to continue to do our maintenance work just like we've been doing sparingly in the last few years. But you're going to have to keep this stuff up, whether it's the new heating and air conditioning or whatever the case will be. It's not going to quit, and there's more things that we've got on the plate that needs to be done that we haven't done at that time. And but going back to the bond issue, you know, at $2.9 million, even when we were selling the bond issue at that amount, we had told the people, and it's come up numerous times, that there would probably be about $700,000 that we would have to spend while we're doing this project that would come out of inheritance fund. And we had the money, luckily, in that inheritance fund. After that, we were down, what, $300,000 when we started?
Less than that.
And so we got that inheritance fund up to about $1.5, $1.7 million over the last 3 years. And so it's not tax monies, but still, it's monies that we had felt that needed to be spent on things of the courthouse or other courthouse type of projects or county type of projects instead of going for a new vehicle, this or that. We spent a bunch of it this last winter. We felt it was emergency because of the snow. That came out of inheritance. So this thing is there for things that we feel are very important at the time, and it's not to be used as to supplement people's budgets each year like I think maybe it had been doing in the past. So I think we've been very prudent on how we've been spending this money, whether it's inheritance or whether it's taxpayers' money, which most of the rest of it is, besides insurance money, and getting this courthouse the type of building that is deserving of being. So it was a lot better than what one guy told me at one of the meetings. We just ought to tear it down and start all over again, and I think that would have been a terrific mistake. It cost us more than $2.9 million to tear it down. Mm-hmm. And what were we going to do with the employees? He mentioned, you know, about renting. Hey, we had to rent more people. Well, if you tore the building down, what are you going to do with 90-some people in this courthouse over the next 2.5 years while you're building it, you know? So people don't think about that stuff. It's easy just to say, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Other committee reports, sir, Matt?
Just from Finance Committee, and pardon me, as I was flipping through papers here, I got a couple, the old budget and the new budget expenditures. I'm just going to sister off what Ron has said. To go back and look at the 2.84 or 2.9 bond issue there and the projected, and I've seen some, again, previously before Denny and I were on the board, I've seen some of those plans as to what it was going to cost. And last year's budget, in 09-10, we had $700,000 budgeted for courthouse remodel. We spent $331,000 of that. And this is based off expenditure reports here. This year we had $500,000 and we've spent $748,000. But if you look at it over the project, and the project life just happens to run into a budget life, and so there's going to be some spillover, and that's just the way it happens. So if you look at it over those two budget years, we budgeted 1.2 and we've spent $1 million. And Ron's exactly right. If you look at the $305,000 that came in off the roof and the energy grant that came, there's $98,000. And it just happened to work out that we budgeted 1.2 with $400,000 coming back. You'd mentioned $700,000 out of an inheritance. That puts us at about $800,000 of inheritance. And so, yeah, there's been some expenses there, and it is a period of time. And I think that we as a board, we have considered the cost of this, and we've beat ourselves up over this. We've bloodied our noses, and we've poked our eyes every once in a while. And I think even though the at times the architectural contract has been an angst and has caught the ire of some folks, I think Bergen has helped us navigate with some of the contractors and has helped us stick up for things that we haven't paid for. And so we have that's been a good relationship. And so I think we have tried to put the pencil to the paper, and we've whittled some things out. I would say, based on the public comments, and that's a wonderful forum to have people come forward, that just shows us how we need to constantly do a better job of getting that information out there, because we deal with it every day. Ron's done a wonderful job, but a little, maybe a little uninformed, maybe some impressions there. And I think we bear some of that burden to do a better job. But I look at these numbers that we've done here. Ron's exactly right. We have tried to put this thing back together in the appropriate manner, and you'll see that we've got some change orders today. But, you know, we're getting down to the bottom here, and I think it's a building the community can be proud of. I've heard of people going up already and looking at the courthouse or the courtrooms and saying, boy, that, I guess I'm seeing now the benefit of all these expenses that have been there. So I visited with Judge Tim a couple of days ago, and he's got some historical knowledge. At one point, I believe it was 1890 or something, there was a board vote to consider tearing the place down way back then. So here we are today. So I appreciate, you know, the public coming forward, and it just reminds us we need to keep those things out there and keep people informed.
Gary.
Insurance Committee. Me and Matt and Don, Sam Nigro and Lowell Eisenhower met the other day, and it seems that we're having some difficulties with the pharmacy part of our plan again. And so Don was going to send a letter out to the pharmacies here locally and see if we can't get that fixed. It's kind of it goes along real good for a while, and then all of a sudden it's kind of in the crapper again. So we're going to see if we can't get some response, and we'll meet on that again, and when we do, we'll let everybody know. But right now we're just trying to find out a few more things. But it's just went back to the provider of the pharmacy plan. And I call the subcontractor that they had keeps goofing things up.
Third-party administrator.
Yeah, the third-party administrator just keeps messing it up. Some of it may come back to the local level. I don't know, but we're in the middle of trying to find it. Matt was there, and I don't know if there's anything more we really can say about it this time, but that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Matt?
Last quickly on just EMS. Visited with Dr. Rice and last week. Last week or? Yeah, the end of last week. And he told me that November 1st that Wymore's new rescue squad is going to be active. At some point there will be a, based on his recommendation, a contract for us. At some point we'll come back. Very positive, thinks they're going to move in the right direction. But as a consultant, he's not going to ask us to get into something and do anything knee-jerk. He's going to continue to work down there, and that's really made some strides. And so at some point we can look for an ambulance-type agreement for the Wymore squad. The EMS Advisory Committee did meet, I believe it was the 28th, the 29th maybe, and he said that it was absolutely a positive meeting. I spoke to a few rescue personnel who were there. Great conversations. They've got some planning. There's a real desire. People from the northern part of the county, we're visiting with those from the southern part of the county. I think it's just going to be something that's just going to be absolutely wonderful, and nothing but positives came out of that. So I think that it's moving in the right direction. We've got the right people in the room with their heads on straight, and I think this is going to be a good thing. So more information to come.
Okay. Any other committees?
I'll just say one quick comment. It was evident from the comments today that there's real lack of understanding and communication of some of the difficult in-depth issues like the financing of this project. We probably need to work with our website, perhaps even consider a newsletter type of thing that go out with our tax slips that state our position. I think it's easy for me, I guess, to sit here and say we're misunderstood at this point, but the financing thing is a good example. You know, we were all aware here that we were building up the inheritance fund on the strong desire of a few of the members to build it up so we would have money for the financing of the project. The project came in well under bid because of economic conditions or under estimates. The bid came in under the estimates. The interest rates were very, very low. There are so many positive things about this project. I hate to see it always get derailed by the negative because we've all up here worked our butts trying to make it come out the best it could during this extended construction project. And it'll be a great thing when it's all done. So, but in the future, whether it be 2 months or 2 years from now, I think we need to do a better job of promoting our efforts as a body.
Well, we've had discussions in the past on somehow we need to create an information loop, and I guess we just need to focus on that again. So, Sheriff, did you have a comment?
Yes. Do you feel appropriate that I bring the Red Board up to speed on what I talked to you in a minute about?
If you feel appropriate.
Yeah, it's going to be a potential cost.
Take a lot of your time. I called Matt and Rex yesterday. We ended up having an investigation yesterday that took actually about 8 hours up around the northern part of the county. It ended up being animal neglect, and it led into 103 dogs, I believe, or better in a residence.
Right.
So I had to pull in a lot of resources. I had three humane societies and two or three vets, and we spent a good share of 8 hours dealing with that. There'll be some costs. The State Humane Society out of Omaha was very gracious. They're usually $21 a day. They're giving me 10 days free up front and then $5 per day per dog after that. So in the meantime, we're hopefully we'll get in front of the court and get some direction there where to go. But I did want at least Rex and Matt to know that there'll be some expenses coming across on claims. We're trying to run through this as quickly as we can, but that's just part of the process. And we knew we were going to have some dogs, just not quite that many. So
there was a detailed film clip on that on Channel 10 News this morning. And
yeah, they
viewed our attorney. And
that texting, everything else worked real fine for us on that day.
Yeah.
Get them told real quick. So,
you know what that is.
So just so the board's aware that there'll be some claims coming.
Matt.
And guess just a quick and dirty math here, roughly $500 a day after the 10 days.
I know very well, yes.
And that's not on Gus. It's just part of the process of county government, the business we have to take care of. So,
can a judge act on that pretty quickly?
Have to within 10 days. So that's what we're pushing for right now. And then
he can decide what you do with the animal.
He decides on the ownership, who gets it. They just passed a bill here, I think, last year. They can, if they determine the court determines that the county keeps the animals in custody because they're evidence, they can bill the owners. Problem is Denny knows how politics works. They threw a clause in there that if they can't handle the expenses and it comes back on the entity that removed them. So that's what we're trying to put through pretty quick on it and do what we can. There are some people that already come from out of state that have called me that some of their animals they already adopted. So we're trying to get them out as quickly as can to those folks. So
somebody living in this place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was
103 dogs.
I think it was 103 was the final count we had.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anybody coming in their place vandalizing it.
Well, I had to have public health come out, too, because we had to suit up to get masks on even going, because you just couldn't even handle it. It was so bad. So anyway.
Rex, you might ask Wim if he's got anything he wanted to bring up.
Thanks. Sure.
Anything, Wim? Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the Board of Supervisors? Meeting adjourned, 9:55.